Sports and Recreation reporting on SDPB is supported by Regional Health, helping patients and communities live well.
Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The 2018 NFL Draft is in the books, and South Dakota State University tight end Dallas Goedert is headed to Philly. SDPB's Nate Weck and Chris Loffrey talk about the experience.
This past week, Thursday, was the beginning of the 2018 NFL Draft. Joining us today is Nate Weck. Nate, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks, Chris. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. Let's talk a little bit about this draft in particular. Now, we expected that Dallas Goedert from SDSU, South Dakota State University, was going to go in what we thought could be the first round. But that really, it didn't happen in the first round. He kind of slipped a little bit as the other tight ends from Penn State and South Carolina got taken first. Let's talk about why you think he slipped just a little bit.
Well, you know, I think it maybe goes, there's maybe a few different aspects as to why it slipped. One tight end taken in the first round, and that was Baltimore coming in at 25. That was kind of the spot where you looked at it and said, this might be where Dallas Goedert could go, anywhere from that 25 to 32 range in the first round. When Baltimore decided to take a tight end, they went with Hayden Hurst of South Carolina. You look at the stats that Hayden Hurst had in his career, they don't even match one season of when Dallas Goedert was in his prime. And, you know, he had three really, really good seasons for SDSU. And you take his sophomore, junior, senior year, any one of those years, his stats outshine the entire career stats of what Hayden Hurst was. And people look at that and go, why is that? Why is Dallas Goedert not getting selected? Well, part of it is exposure with South Carolina. And, you know, you look at the program that South Carolina is and the history and the reputation that they have compared to maybe the reputation of a South Dakota State. There might be scouts and things like that that are like, South Dakota State, what is that? You know, and plus it's the FCS of Division I football. It's not the FBS that South Carolina's in. So FCS, not that, and it's just one of those weird things, but I mean, we've seen Carson Wentz come out of the FCS. The Vikings had a running back by the name of Jerick McKinnon, who filled in nicely. He was an FCS guy. There's guys around the NFL that are from the FCS schools, but it may just take them a little bit more time to prove it and say, yeah, we actually are the real deal. Just because we played in the FCS doesn't mean that, you know, we played against mediocre talent, that we were a little bit more mediocre. We really are all that good, but it sometimes just takes a little bit longer to prove themselves. And that probably is what happened here with Hayden Hurst going in front of Dallas Goedert.
We're going to come back to the NFL draft in just a minute. For those that don't know, we're talking about Dallas Goedert from South Dakota State University, selected by the Philadelphia Phillies in this year's draft. Let's go back to before he played in college. He played nine-man football. Does nine-man football change the game for an athlete like Dallas Goedert?
You know, it kind of does a little bit. And I'm not trying to compare Dallas Goedert to other standout nine-man athletes that we've had here in South Dakota. But even going back to just last year and looking at Langford area, or two seasons ago and looking at Langford area and seeing seeing what Lincoln Gibbs can do up there for the Lions, and you know, he just dominated on the field. And he got that D1 offer for the University of South Dakota, and now he's down here with USD. But it's that type of, it's, you know, you have an opportunity if you're really, if you're at that elite level where you're going to be able to go on and play D1 college football, you can do that from a nine-man program in South Dakota. We saw it with Chad Greenway from Mount Vernon going to the University of Iowa. Dallas Goedert going to South Dakota State University. Lincoln Gibbs going to the University of South Dakota. So you see guys do that. A lot of times guys that maybe are in a smaller program, they're playing more than just one position. They're playing all over the field. And if they're a top-tier talent, they're going to outshine a lot of the people that are on the field.
This is more than likely a hypothetical question, but does he put up the same numbers on a traditional 11-man team that he did on the 9-man team? Again, it's hypothetical.
Yeah, it depends, I guess, the situation. Does the offense use a lot of tight ends? You know,
right.
And that's the thing too, is you know, there's it's weird to think of a, you know, at high school level that there's different schemes of offense. But you know, watching, if you, you know, you go to any high school football field in South Dakota on a Friday night in September and October, you're going to see tons of different styles of offense. You'll have the wishbone offense. You know, you'll have more of the pro style offenses that some will run, more shotgun formation, read option type of stuff. You know, and that's an interesting. It's interesting. I think he probably would have saw success had he been at an 11-man program. He maybe wouldn't have seen the early success that he had at Britain, possibly. But he, you know, he probably still would have seen some pretty strong success at an 11-man program, because they always say, you know, if you're good enough, people will find you. They'll find a way. You know, you'll find a way to get your stuff out there. And I think he probably would have still succeeded, but it maybe would have been one of more of those things where his stats would have started to jump off the page more as a junior and a senior than through all 4 years.
Let's get back now to the recent 2018 NFL draft. If you're just joining us, you're listening to In the Moment on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Philadelphia Eagles, they're coming off a banner year, win the Super Bowl. They trade up to the 49th pick with San Francisco to get Dallas Goedert. I'm more curious, again, this is probably hypothetical as well. Why would Philly do that when they've got Zach Ertz? I mean,
well, and if you remember too, they lost Burton, who had that touchdown pass in the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. So, and he's going to Chicago. Burton is. So you look at it, and you look at, if you look at the NFL rosters today. You know, you saw the Patriots kind of lay the outlining with Gronk and Hernandez years ago when they got that duo started of two tight ends. And it's kind of that thing now. It's kind of the thing where you want to have, you know, one, you know, prominent tight end who's a veteran, and then another guy that's more of a skilled guy. And, you know, Ertz has had some injury problems over the years. Goddard, you know, is a young guy who, from an FCS program, what an opportunity for him to learn.
Absolutely.
You know, behind a guy that has done and seen it all in the NFL, and who can help get a guy that maybe they're a little concerned with about getting up to speed at that professional level. But you know, I think it's exciting. I think it's interesting, and I think it'll only benefit Dallas Goedert getting the opportunity to work with Zach Ertz.
Having played collegiately myself, I mean, I'm not in Philadelphia's playbook, but I would think that Zach Ertz is their number one. And in I think if I saw it correctly over the season, that they've got double tight end sets. I would think that the Dallas Goedert would be that number two.
Yes, I would think so too right away. I think when you trade up in the second round, and you especially you jump in front of the Dallas Cowboys, who the Dallas Cowboys had found out that Jason Witten was going to retire, which is now kind of iffy. Is he actually going to retire? Because they're trying to talk him back into playing another season. But when you have them on the clock at 50 and you jump in front of them with the trade with the 49ers to grab Dallas Goedert, a guy that you're almost guaranteed was going to go to the Cowboys in the next pick, you have, you know, when you're trading up for a talent like that, you have to think that you're going to put him in a role right away where he's going to be able to play. And you know, you talk about it with two tight end sets. I think absolutely he's already the default number two tight end in Philadelphia.
The draft has got to be exciting as a player. I was never fortunate enough to be in that position, but, I mean, you're sitting there with family and friends.
Yep.
You're waiting for the call. Now, do you suppose it's deflating at all when Hayden Hurst goes one and then the other guy from Penn State goes two and then he's still not getting the call? I mean, do you think it's deflating at all, or was he – I mean, I would think he knew he was going to get drafted.
Yeah, I think the media, people like myself, like to think it's deflating.
Sure.
Because we look at all those projections and all the mock drafts that you know, Mike Mayock and Mel Kiper are putting out, and we look at what all the experts are thinking about who's going where. But you know, I've never been drafted. Mm-hmm. I never was ever going to be in a position to be drafted for any kind of sport. Right. So I don't really know what that feeling's like. Mm-hmm. They did have the opportunity when he was in Philadelphia and had the press conference. They asked him, they said, what has this feeling been like? And here's what Dallas Goedert had to say.
But yeah, it's been a whirlwind celebrating with my family and friends, and then getting out here this morning. It just all happened so fast, but you know, it's a dream come true, and I couldn't ask for anything else.
Yeah, so you hear right there that Dallas Goedert, you know, he's kind of at a loss for words a little bit with how the draft experience works. And I think one thing that's also interesting to bring up with the whole draft experience for players. You know, 1 minute you're celebrating with your family,
right,
and the next minute, once you hear your name called, once you get that phone call from the coaching staff and the general management of whatever team drafted you, mm-hmm. you're already making plans to get out there to wherever this team is, because you got to go to the facilities, you got to meet with the media, you got to meet with all the coaching staff that's with that team.
Wow.
For instance, with Dallas Goedert, he gets drafted at probably around 7:30 on Friday evening.
Mm-hmm.
Half hour after that, he does a conference call with the local media in South Dakota. So around 8 o'clock, he does that, finishes up celebrating with his family that night. 8 a.m., he leaves Sioux Falls the next morning, and he's in Philadelphia at the complex at 1:30 in the afternoon.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you know, talk about that. You know, here 1 minute on Friday, he's sitting not knowing where he's going to be, and the next day he's sitting in Philadelphia, you know, at the Eagles headquarters, getting ready to talk to the media. So it's pretty crazy how the draft works. I'm a planner, so I don't know,
sure,
you know, like with trips and stuff like that, I always like to know what's going on, where I'm staying and things like that. So I'm sure it's got to be a little overwhelming, but I'm sure he's going to take a moment once the dust kind of settles to really appreciate it.
Let's go back to his collegiate days at South Dakota State University in the moments we have left and talk about what you suppose he'll take away from those years.
Well, you know, and that's interesting you bring that up, Chris, because he did one of the media reps in Philadelphia asked him about that. They said, you know, what are some things, you know, that playing at SDSU maybe gave you the advantage? You know, well, we like to think of the disadvantages of playing at a smaller college when you're going up against talent of people that are from the SEC with Alabama, LSU, and places like that. But one of the questions was, what are some benefits that you think you saw playing football at SDSU? And here's what Goddard had to say.
I was lucky enough to play at South Dakota State, where they used me in the offense a lot, put me in different positions, and I was kind of the go-to guy. So sometimes a quarterback would be in trouble and throw a ball that was a little bit too high or a little bit too far in front. And I think I have really good ball skills. My athletic ability helped, and I was just able to make some plays. You know, if I just learned the tight end position at South Dakota State, it'd be hard to learn every position here. So I think playing different positions, moving around, helped my football IQ. And I feel like I have a really good football IQ. So I'm excited to get in the playbook and learn this offense.
Yeah, so you hear, you know, Dallas talking about some of the different roles he had when he was playing tight end at South Dakota State. Almost 3,000 career receiving yards, 21 receiving touchdowns, broke a lot of records at that tight end position up there. Mm-hmm. For South Dakota State University. Plus, he's getting the opportunity now with Philadelphia, where he's going to have the opportunity to play with some familiar faces as well, which I think is kind of cool. Nate Gary, Sioux Falls, Washington standout. He went down and played football at the University of Nebraska, was a fifth-round draft pick last year for the Philadelphia Eagles. He won a Super Bowl. We saw him all over the news when the Philadelphia Eagles won the Super Bowl, with Nate Gary getting a championship ring. And then on the flip side of it as well, Carson Wentz is the quarterback. Everybody knows who Carson Wentz is, but rivals with NDSU and SDSU in college. Carson Wentz was, I believe Goddard was a sophomore when Carson Wentz graduated. So they did have a little bit of experience playing with one another, but not a terrible amount of time, but it's still cool to see those familiar faces, and especially see two players in Carson Wentz, Dallas Goedert, both from the Missouri Valley Football Conference, from the FCS, that are going to be now teammates at the National Football League level.
Dallas Goedert, South Dakota State University football standout at the tight end position, drafted by the Philadelphia Eagles, now in the National Football League. STPB's Nate Wack, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for being here.
All right, thanks, Chris.